fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, April 30th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look a little bit at the White House dinner for the press club that happened yesterday. But we're going to really focus today on the family and the technology that is being used, the governmental power to destroy. We're going to take a look at Alfie Evans, the latest toddler to be murdered by Britain's socialist healthcare system. Of course, we had Charlie Gard before. And I want to challenge you because as heinous as this is, and we got a lot of people who are American politicians, people like Newt Gingrich, see, this is what socialism does to you. And they're right about that part of it. But they like to pretend that this isn't happening here in America. It is happening here in America. And we have talked about medical kidnappings and other things that have happened here in America for a variety of reasons. One of them, vaccination. You say that you don't want your child vaccinated, they'll come in with child protective services in many areas and take those kids. Marty Gottesfeld, that we have talked to his wife about, he's been in prison for 2 years now. Political prisoner. Why? Because he got involved and tried to draw attention to a medical kidnapping case in Harvard, where they're very well connected politically. And so when we look at the threats by the UK police saying, don't you talk about this hospital here. Don't you talk about this case. Threatening people on social media. A lot of people have talked about that. Understand that in the U.S., we've actually had that already happen and nobody paid any attention to it, really. We've talked to them, talked to Marty's wife. He's been held, again, without bail for 2 years, a political prisoner, because he opposed the medical establishment here in the United States. Yeah, it may not be connected by the government. It may not be run by the government, but it can be just as authoritarian if it is so-called private, the private crony tyranny that we have in this country, as evidenced by our social media people. Oh, they're private, and they can shut down the First Amendment if they want to. First, they're assisted by the government, even funded by the government, to set up a monopoly, to create a ghetto. Once they get you in the ghetto, they then control what you have to say. And so, yeah, this is the way that it works, the way the tyranny works here in America. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Clapper Tapper Lion Machine. We've talked about Clapper and Tapper before. I talked about them back in October when they were trying to excuse away the terrorist attack in New York, saying, well, Allahu Akbar, you know, that's a beautiful thing in many cases. So we can't say that that had anything to do with terrorism, even though that's what the guy who ran down people on the sidewalk was shouting. We can't say that that had anything, nothing at all to do with terrorism. Now we find out that the two of them were pushing the dirty dossier, the filthy fiction. And we will talk about the filthy language of Michelle Wolf. When I first saw that, Michelle Wolf, I read Michael Wolf. Remember that guy? Yeah, we have a pretty quick news cycle, don't we? People look at something and they move on, especially people have moved on from Michael Wolf, his fire and fury nonsense trash that he came out with. Well, there was more of this time coming from a comedian. And we understand where this is coming from. It was Saul Alinsky in his Rules for Radicals, I think it was, if I remember correctly, maybe rule number 5. Ridicule is the most effective weapon. There is no defense for it, said Saul Alinsky. So the comedians have become the shock troops in the political war that is going on right now. So we're going to take a quick look at that. We're also going to take a look at the caravan at the border. We're going to look at what's happening with North Korea, with Syria, with Iran, and we've got some updates on Vegas corruption. We're going to be going to break in just a little bit. We're also going to be coming up, don't have time to go into this right now, but Bill Gates is now pushing the idea, just like the CDC is. You know, they said, well, we're going to have disease X. We don't even know what that's going to be, but it's going to be a massive pandemic. And Bill Gates is out there. It's like, yeah, could be coming. Could be coming. Within 6 months, he says Bill Gates. Oh, that'd be just in time to do some kind of a 9/11 type of deal before the election. That would be very convenient, wouldn't it, Bill? Wouldn't it? Yeah. And Goldman Sachs is warning pharmaceutical companies that if you actually cure diseases, that could be bad for business. We've known that for a long time, haven't we? All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, April 30th, 2018. I want to get into the White House Correspondents' Dinner, some of the comments about that, but we're going to spend a lot of time talking about Alfie Evans, because there are lessons for all of us to learn about whether or not we have any right to life or liberty left in the West, and these things. It's not something that just affects the UK. Yeah, the UK has had some very high-profile cases. In America, you don't even hear about the cases. So we're going to tell you about some of the American cases that you don't hear anything about. We're also going to talk about the clapper-tapper lying machine, how this has been going on for a while. Monumental ignorance. We had the Andrew Jackson gravesite at the Hermitage, the third most visited historical site in the country, vandalized over the weekend. You won't believe who they're building monuments to, so we're going to talk to you about that as well. Caravan news, update, war and peace. We've got strikes against Syria by Israel, but they won't talk about that. Well, we will. We'll be getting into that in just a minute. Before we do, I want to talk about Michelle Wolf, kind of like Michael Wolf. She's going to go down the same path to obscurity. Here's a clip from President Trump reacting to the filthy Michelle Wolf.
By the way, is this better than that phony Washington White House correspondence? Is this more fun?
Yeah, he chose to go there instead of that nonsense.
I could be up there tonight smiling like I love where they're hitting you shot after shot. These people, they hate your guts. Shot. And then I'm supposed to...
And supposed to smile.
You got to smile. And if you don't smile, they'll say, he was terrible. He couldn't take it. And if you do smile, they'll say, what was he smiling about? You know, there's no way. We are proud to be Americans. And the future belongs to us. The future belongs. Remember that. Future belongs to us.
That's right. Yeah, she has free speech. And she can waste it if she wants to on vulgar, filthy ad hominem attacks. But he doesn't have to sit there and take that. I mean, it's great that he went somewhere else. And even the president of the White House Correspondents Association, who booked Michelle Wolf, was trying to walk it back. Here's what she had to say.
My aim and the way I sought to put together the program was to build a spirit of unity in that room, to rally around journalism and why it's important.
That kind of backfired, didn't it?
With my own speech and with the selection of guests who sang and the woman to my side, an Egyptian-American woman who was rescued by President Trump and is an advocate for press freedom.
Yeah, it was kind of a kumbaya moment, wasn't it?
To some extent, those 15 minutes are now defining 4 hours of what was a unifying night. And I don't want the cause of unity to be undercut.
You're saying a celebration of the First Amendment was overshadowed by Wolf's raunchy jokes.
Well, I mean, to some extent. And look, the comedian, when the entertainer is a comedian, and as has been the case for most of the last 30
years. Oh, so it's okay
so,
if you're a comedian.
They are often controversial. They are often, you know, to some extent, polarizing or at least provocative.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's a night about free speech. So by tradition, we do not vet their monologue We don't censor.
Oh, you had no idea what she was going to say. Right?
So you don't see the jokes beforehand. That's interesting.
I did sneak down to the rehearsal and walkthrough just in case, but she wouldn't give anything up. So,
do you think she crossed a line?
I think that she brought to the night what she thought was important to say, and that her goal may not have been press unity and everyone rallying around the room to support journalism. But look, I invited her, and I invited her because I thought that she's a talented comedian who had a message to deliver, and she did deliver a message.
Message received. We know exactly where you people stand. No question about that. And when you say that, well, she's a comedian, so she's going to be offensive, isn't it interesting how many things are now off limits for comedians? Now, we've had John Cleese, we've had Mel Brooks, we've had one comedian after the other say political correctness has killed comedy. And we had comedians like Jay Leno who used to go equally after both sides in doing a roast. And they weren't vicious, they weren't vulgar. That's not what this is about. And this lady knows this quite well. She doesn't know who this person is. Oh, it's just a comedian, so anything they have to say is okay. Now, as I said at the top of the hour, Saul Alinsky said in his Rules for Radicals, ridicule is the most effective weapon because there is no defense for it. And that is what they're doing. This is a political weapon. The late night comedians aren't funny anymore. Maybe if she's going to book a comedian, she might look to see if this comedian has anything funny to say, if the comedian's even funny. Not the case in this particular case. As a matter of fact, Mike Huckabee said, because she spent a great deal of time going after his daughter, who was a press secretary there. Mike Huckabee said the press secretary, his daughter, handled it professionally, but I pray for her that her kids never see that. I pray more that they never bully another person like that. He said the White House Correspondents' Dinner was supposed to celebrate the First Amendment. Instead, they celebrated bullying, vulgarity, and hate. They got all dressed up so that it looked nicer when they had hired gun savagely attack their guests. And then James Woods went right to the essence of this on Twitter, as he always does. He said, they hate Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders because she represents every aspect of American womanhood that we admire. Intelligence, grace, empowerment, patriotism, and beauty. The troll who trashed her at the White House Correspondents' Dinner was too dim to even memorize her own jokes. She had to read them off the sheet. And, of course, Michelle Wolf, as she gets criticized, continues to push back. You know, what did you expect? You think these people are going to come back and say, well, I stepped over the line. It was too monolithically filthy and vicious. And it wasn't funny. No, she's not going to say any of that. Of course she isn't going to say that. And I think we're going to see President Trump is going to attend a dinner this week. Maybe not a dinner. He's going to attend a meeting of the NRA in Dallas. We've had Vice President Pence scheduled to speak there on Friday. It's going to be May 3rd through 6th in Dallas. So it'll be Thursday through Sunday, I guess. President Trump is now expected to speak at the NRA's annual meeting in Dallas at a White House official yesterday. So that's going to be interesting to see. I'm sure he's going to have something to say. And as we look at all this and the way that they divide the country, you know, there's so much about both the Republican and Democrat Party that they agree on. They agree on all the globalist issues. They agree on the open borders. They agree essentially on all the big government warfare, welfare issues. But they do have a few issues that they choose to disagree on. And that's what keeps everybody interested in the system. Even though on the large issues of the warfare, welfare state, they're in total agreement. They will disagree on things like guns and gun control. They will disagree on the right to life. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at where the right to life stands in this country as well as in the UK. Because if you don't have a right to voluntarily get treatment, or in the case that we often see in the United States, the ability to refuse treatment. They will take away your life. They'll take away your children. We've seen this happen many times. We're going to look at the tragedy of Alfie Evans when we come back. It is something that has happened all too frequently here in America as well. Yes, there is a national socialist healthcare system there. And yes, when they give you all the health care, they can then decide that they're going to withhold it from you. And they can withhold health care from you if you don't do what they tell you to do. like take your mandatory vaccines on their schedule. Whether or not you want to take the vaccines, that's up to you. And it is up to you as parents to make that decision. And it's up to you to decide what the schedule of vaccines is going to be. Maybe you agree with the vaccines, but maybe you don't want to do them at a very early age. Maybe you don't want to do them clustered together. Well, you do that, they will kidnap your child, just like they have refused to give treatment to those children in the UK. And we have seen many instances of this in the United States, as well as we'll go back to the case of Marty Gottesfeld, who is now a political prisoner, has been in jail for 2 years without bail, simply because he tried to draw attention to a medical kidnapping case in Harvard. Stay with us.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to talk about the execution of a toddler by judges, by doctors, by a hospital, by a socialist system. Of course, Alfie Evans died over the weekend. They took him off of life support after the doctors and judges decided that his parents would not be allowed to take him somewhere else to seek alternative treatment. Desperately ill, they decided that his life was not worth living. They made that decision for him, not his parents who loved him. And we've seen this happen before. We saw it happen with Charlie Gard. They begged the British medical system over and over again to allow them to take Charlie Gard to the United States where there was an experimental treatment. Yes, it was a small chance, but it was a chance. And it should not be determined by a government that essentially talks about, takes this from a euthanasia standpoint. You know, as we go on with the lyrics of that Burt Bacharach song, I guess it's wise to be cruel, isn't it? It's wise to have these cruel, detached individuals decide in place of the parents what treatment a child will get. If life only belongs to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend for an old golden rule? Would these doctors and judges, would they allow this to be done to their children? Do they think this is going to be done to them? You know, we had all the supporters, you just saw some B-roll of that, supporters letting off balloons outside the World Pays tribute. The little warrior who laid down his shield, it's an emotional vigil, came as thousands remembered the terminally ill toddler and his parents' devastating battle, and I'll add, devastating battle against the state, to keep him alive. That's reported by The Sun. And the questions that were surfacing last week, after they took him off of life support, after they denied his ability to seek health care elsewhere. The parents had gotten Italian citizenship, trying to appeal for sanctuary with the Italian, the fact that they had citizenship somewhere else. The Vatican said, bring him here, we'll get medical health care for him and so forth. Nothing would persuade the doctors and the judges to let him out of their grasp, their death grasp. And then they doubled down. The police put out a social media statement that made everybody absolutely astounded. What they did was they threatened that if you speak out against this, you may be arrested. The New American points out, is the UK government using hate speech laws to try to cover up the murder of Alfie Evans? They said Alder Hayes Children's Hospital is apparently misleading the court about Alfie. If anyone, however, posts anything negative about the hospital or its officials or and their treatment of Alfie, apparently they will be monitored and potentially prosecuted by local police in London. And so you had a lot of people on social media, mostly, I think, people in the United States, because, you know, in the UK, we have seen the police come after people. If they disagree with your speech, they call it hate speech. And they will use draconian measures against you. And we're going to talk about how that happens in the United States as well. One individual, Jeremy Williams, said, why are you protecting the hospital? What have you got to hide? Just hand the child over to the parents. Let them take him to Italy. He's probably going to die anyway. So why the big cover-up? Another individual tweeted out, what happened to freedom of speech? This country is a police state. Let's face it. And finally, wow, they really do arrest people for free speech in the UK. Scary place to live. They can force you to watch your children die and then can monitor and arrest you for speaking out about it. Hashtag socialism. Yeah, that's what it's about. That's what social medicine is ultimately devolves into. They will decide, oh, it's going to be free. It's going to be free. You won't be free, however. And they will decide how much of that free health care you get. And sometimes you're going to get it real good and hard because they're going to give you stuff that you don't want. Because if you don't own your life, if you don't own your body, they can not only deny health care to you, but they can force you to take things that you don't want to against your will. On Tuesday, says the New American, a British judge sided with a doctor saying the family could not accept an offer to take Alfie to the Vatican for treatment. An appeals court swiftly reheard the case, upheld the previous day's ruling, said on Wednesday that Alfie cannot leave the country. Much to their chagrin, just like Terry Schiavo, the child lived a few days longer, showing that if they would give them treatment, if they would not deny, and they did in the case of this child, did not deny food to him. Remember, in the case of Terry Schiavo, they not only denied food, but they denied water. You had some Christian groups try to give Terry Schiavo water, and they arrested those Christians. And I have to say that when I was looking at this, the whole phoniness of the Bush family and their phony Christianity just reeked of hypocrisy in that instance. Because you had Jeb Bush, who was governor of Florida. You had George Bush, who was president. Either one of them could have overruled a little probate court judge, but they chose not to. Oh, my hands are tied. Just like President Trump is saying about the border. Oh, the judges told me I can't do that. Well, we're going to talk about Andrew Jackson. He had his monument defaced over the weekend. He didn't take orders from judges. The Constitution says you don't have to take orders from judges. We have a system of divided powers in this country. You don't have to do that. You only do that if you want to avoid actually taking any responsibility. Avoid having the buck stop at your desk. But when we look at this, as the Free Thought Project points out, police threaten arrest if citizens speak out against the state-sanctioned death of baby Alfie Evans. That's really what it is. It was a state-sanctioned death. They said despite the fact that his treatment somewhere else would come at no cost to the government or to the hospital, as a matter of fact, it would actually be cheaper for them. Hey, we got this kid, we got all these life support methods and all this kind of, we don't want to pay for this. All right. Go ahead and take him to America or take him to Italy to try an alternative treatment. Fine. He's off of our tab. No. It's not about the money. It's about the control. It's about control of your life. Legally forced the family to stay in the UK. And as they point out, even worse, the hospital has not been feeding the child while he is under their care, which is now court mandated. And Free Thought Project points out similar situations play out in the United States all the time. Governments take children if they decide to try unconventional but promising new treatments like cannabis oil. And we've talked about this many times. As a matter of fact, very conservative libertarian congressman here in Texas, if I remember correctly, his name is David Simpson, got through a medical exemption for cannabis oil. Because he had some parents in his jurisdiction that some of them took their kids to Colorado a couple of years ago to get medical treatment. They found that the only thing that could stop these kids from having continuous brain seizures, they tried all these different medicines. The only thing that worked was cannabis oil, and it worked. One family just moved to Colorado. The other one said, we can't afford to do that. And they're going to put us in jail and take our child away if we do it. And fortunately, that good man, that state representative, got it put into law, even though Texas doesn't recognize medical marijuana. Even though it has been, many researchers have said these brain seizures are often caused by mandatory vaccines. How's that for irony? Yeah, take away your kid if you don't get the mandatory vaccine.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
So as the national healthcare system in the UK murders another child, they see themselves as the victims, and they have the law enforcement people there put out a not-so-veiled threat against people and the comments that they make on social media. They had a joint statement from the hospital. It's called, the name of the hospital is Alder Hey. The chairman and the chief executive put out a statement saying that they have been victims. They have been victims. Not this child that they have denied treatment to, that they have starved while under their care. No, he's not the victim. They are the victims. Victims of a barrage of highly abusive and threatening language and behavior. We have endured attacks upon our motivation, our professionalism, and our ethics. You think? You think when you deny the parents the ability to seek medical care somewhere else, and you say, no, we can't help him, and we're not going to let you take him anywhere else for the possibility that somebody else could help him. And again, we saw this with Charlie Gard as well. They said, it has been a very difficult time for us. Poor things. Poor things. Having to carry on our usual day-to-day work in a hospital that has required a significant police presence just to keep our patients, staff, and visitors safe is completely unacceptable. And so then the Merseyside Police Department goes on Facebook and says they will consider legal action against people who speak out. Yeah, well, monitor this, you guys. I'm going to speak out, and hope that the rest of you do on social media as well. And understand that this is not, as I'm going to point out, a situation that is limited to the UK. Yeah, we have our own skeletons in the closet here, and they're not even discussed here by the mainstream media, by anybody. We've discussed them here, and we're going to talk about them again. But yeah, we'll pretend that this type of thing doesn't happen in America. It does. And guess what? The government is involved in it when it does happen. But they said on Facebook, I would like to make people aware that these posts are being monitored and remind social media users that any offenses, including malicious communications and threatening behavior, will be investigated and, where necessary, will be acted upon. Yeah, Matt Bracken put a thing out on Twitter. He said, yeah, when your single-payer health care system fails and your government stops feeding your toddler so that he starves to death, but you can't speak out about it on social media because the thought police are watching. Well, is it unfair to criticize Alder Hayes Children's Hospital? It certainly is fair to criticize them. If they determine that they own the child, they will make the decisions. They will not let you have a chance. But they have other things that they could be criticized for as well. As a matter of fact, Spectator.org asks, how dangerous is this particular children's hospital, Alder Hey? They said it was the center of the infamous Alder Hey organ scandal. That's right, even before we had the videos exposing Planned Parenthood trading in baby organs, they were there doing it at Alder Hey. That's right. They were involved in the unauthorized harvesting of baby organs long before the ghouls who run Planned Parenthood discovered that there was a lot of money to be made by selling baby parts. It was reported by the BBC at the time. They said the organs were stripped without permission from babies who died at the hospital. Oh, not a conflict of interest there. No, you can't have this baby. Got to keep him here. Can't let him go somewhere. Maybe that explains a lot of this, huh? Yeah, we know this baby's going to die. He's got a degenerative neuro disorder. So we're going to let him die here, but, you know, maybe some of those vital organs, we can make some money off of that stuff. No sense in letting this child go to Italy and die there if the treatment doesn't work. We're not even going to let him try. But they pointed out, the BBC said, the organs are stripped without permission from babies who died at Alder Hey Hospital. Hospital staff also kept and stored 400 fetuses collected from hospitals around the northwest of England. It was described by the Health Secretary Alan Milburn as grotesque. Kind of like the guy that was in Pennsylvania, the abortionist, who kept little souvenirs of the babies. And that's the way these people roll. Isn't it amazing how similar these cases are? How similar these people are? Yeah, it all comes from the same dark place. Same dark place. In 2011, The Independent of UK revealed that negligence was commonplace in Alder Hey Children's Hospital, and that whistleblowers are bullied into silence by administrators and even physicians. Well, of course, if they're going to bully a family and their toddler, they would bully whistleblowers. In 2014, the BBC reported Alder Hey Children's Hospital failed to meet 4 out of 5 safety standards in an inspection by a health watchdog. So, you know, you would think that maybe people would want to get a second opinion with a hospital that's got a record like that. Can't talk about that. That would be bullying the government. Yeah, we'd be bullying the government. We'd be bullying the hospital that denies health care to these kids. The Alfie Evans case is straight out of a dystopia, says even CNN. Of course, this is an op-ed piece by an individual called O. Carter Sneed, professor of law, director at the Center for Ethics and Culture at the University of Notre Dame. He said, doctors will tell you, he said, going back to this case, he said, let's imagine you're the parents, and doctors tell you your child is suffering from an unknown neurodegenerative disorder, and they can't do anything for him. You love your baby, and you detect a personal presence in spite of his grave disabilities. Kind of like the Terry Schiavo case, isn't it? So you decide to take him from the hospital to seek alternative treatment, or failing that, just to continue to care for the child that he is now, as long as he is with you. But you are told you may not take custody of your sick child. By operation of law, it is the state, not you, that will determine his best interests and what treatment he is owed. And so then they go through a judicial proceeding. And then they decide that because your child's disability will render his life so poor and bereft of meaningful benefits that it is in his best interest to die. See, this is the eugenics. This is the euthanasia aspect of it that they also don't want to talk about. The state orders that his life-sustaining measures be withdrawn for the very purpose of ending his life. Your desperate objections are rebuffed as merely the product of irrational emotion. Police are deployed, protests ensue, and the hospital staff switches off his ventilator. Sounds just like Terry Schiavo, doesn't it? Well, she doesn't have a life that is willing, that is worthy to live. She's gone. And the parents say, no, she's not. And the husband, who wants to finish everything, says, she is. And he goes to a probate judge. And the probate judge orders that all life support be removed. And she continues to live for a while. But anybody who wants to give her food or water is arrested. That's America. That's America under the Bush brothers, as a matter of fact. And so, contrary to the predictions of some of the medical experts on whom the court relied, Alfie continued to breathe and to fight for his life in the absence of any artificial ventilation for more than 4 days until he died over the weekend. And he concludes this, O. Carter Sneed, concludes this by saying, let us hope that the UK government changes its laws to give parents the freedom to care for their disabled children, and more importantly, turns away from a perfectionist conception of best interests that is so hostile to imperfection and disability. That's the essence of this eugenics mentality that pushes for euthanasia. Yes, okay, this the quality of life. I've decided that the quality of life is not good enough, so we're going to kill this child. And it begins with Planned Parenthood, and it runs this spectrum to toddlers. You know, they just aborted the child because even though the child was 2 years old, the government just did a toddler abortion because they didn't think that the quality of life was going to be there, didn't think it was worthy to have an attempt at that. He said their lives have been judged by able-bodied strangers to be no longer worth living. And so when we look at this, when we look at this White House correspondence dinner and the fact that Jimmy Kimmel comes to the defense of Michelle Wolf. Remember, it was Jimmy Kimmel who cried about his child, saying, and lying to everybody, saying, without Obamacare, my little baby boy wouldn't have got any health care. Well, first of all, he's a multimillionaire. Secondly, he had insurance, and the child would have been considered a pre-existing condition. So he totally lied to everybody about that. But he pushes that. And then, did you hear him say anything about baby Alfie Evans? Completely silent about that. Completely silent about Charlie Gard. Completely silent about the medical kidnapping of so many children in the United
States. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system, system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to find. It's too late to change.
Welcome back. Let me tell you what is crazy. What is crazy is turning over all life and death decisions, turning over our children to the state. As Congressman Ron Paul, father of Rand, said, when we give the government the power to make medical decisions for us, we in essence accept that the state owns our bodies. That is precisely what the situation is right here. That is the problem with both Charlie Gard and with Alfie Evans. The government said, we own these kids. We will make the decisions for them. It is called, there's actually a legal document or a doctrine called in loco parentis, in place of the parents. And they assume, without any legal documents, we see over and over again that governments have assumed that they have in loco parentis, that they can act, or they assert this power to act in place of the parents. We see it with education, quite frankly. We've had many situations happen when people objected 20, 25 years ago. They said, we don't think it's appropriate for you to engage in detailed sex education with my 8-year-olds. I want to opt out of this. Sorry, we're not going to do that. Well, then I'm going to take my kid. Well, no, you're not. Call the police. Let's remove this father. That actually happened in Massachusetts. And it held up in court. And they said, when you drop your kid off at the school, you have turned over your parental rights to them. And the school will act in place of the parents. And so now what we have is a situation being driven out of the UN, being driven out of Washington, that they're going to teach your kindergartner about gender fluidity. They don't even understand anything about gender. And so they're going to push this mental illness to these kids, as the American Pediatric Society has said. This is when you do this to children and you confuse them about their gender, suicide rates soar. And as the American Pediatric Society said, gender is biological, it is objective, it is binary. We don't have a situation like Star Trek, where we've got all these different fantasy genders. No, it is binary, male or female. And when you push that mental illness to kids in kindergarten, you set them up for a world of hurt. It is child abuse, as this is. But this is what you get when you turn over your power to the state. But we got Jimmy Kimmel, who remained absolutely silent about this child that was being killed because of eugenics, being euthanized because of eugenics. Actually, I won't even say they euthanized him. They starved him to death. And denied food by his caregivers. Jimmy Kimmel, who was lying to the American public back in 2014, said if you're born with a congenital heart disease like my son was, there's a good chance you'll never be able to get health care insurance because you have a pre-existing condition. That was a lie then, still a lie. It had absolutely nothing to do with Obamacare. But understand, these people always hold up the national health care system that you have in the UK and Canada and say, that's what we want here. We want a single health care, single-payer system. We want the government paying everything. Well, if the government pays everything, they make all the decisions for you as well. So he was lying about that. And comes out and says at the time, if your baby's going to die and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make. Well, it shouldn't. As Free Thought Project points out, the very same system that Kimmel proposed that night as he was shilling for the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, how affordable was that? He said basically it's just a giveaway, as they point out, to the insurance company system. Is it wrong then to force a baby to die? To give that power to them? You know, as Quartz.com points out, the life and death of Alfie Evans highlights the gap between the U.S. and Europe on the right to life. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we deceive ourselves to think that that doesn't happen here. Yes, it'll be worse if we pass a single-payer system where they get to decide who lives and who dies, who will get which treatment wherever, and say that you can't opt out and try for a second opinion because they own you, they own your children. We have the American Conservative reprinting some tweets that some people had. Megan McArdle, Asymmetric Info, had some great quotes. Let me just read what she had to say to summarize this. She said, we do not give parents the right to decide for their children because they always make the correct choice. We give them that right because they care more about the child's welfare than experts do. Expert doctors, expert judges, expert bureaucrats. And she goes on to say, some parents demonstrate that they don't care. And in that case, a court properly intervenes. But we should always err on the side of the parents and the family. Because none of us wants our fate decided by disinterested experts. We want it decided by people who love us. And also, because killing someone's child is the worst thing you can do to a human being. The state should not do that to people who have the will, who will have to live with the agony of watching their child killed in front of them by disinterested experts. And so Newt Gingrich comes out and says, Alfie Evans is condemned to die at 23 months because of Britain's scary secular state. Do we not do that here? You know, we've had, as I pointed out, silence about abuses of parents who have their children removed from them because they decide that they are concerned about the safety and even the efficacy of vaccines. The parents who have done their research, who have looked at the insert and read the insert, and they say, well, you know what? It lists some very dangerous side effects here. When I was a child, I had measles. It didn't kill me, but these are some lifelong, very serious effects. So I don't think I want to take that chance and say, well, you will do that. And you will not only get vaccinated, but you'll do it on our schedule that we have accelerated to give you dozens of vaccines simultaneously at an early age. And if you don't do that, we'll take your child away. We'll kidnap them. Or as in some jurisdictions, like in Australia, it's like, you don't do that, you don't get any health care. How about that? And we own all the health care in the country. So that's one incident of it. And as I was saying earlier, the irony that people who then sometimes, in many of these cases, they believe that continual brain seizures are a result of these vaccines. Whether that is true or not, the only effective treatment for that is medical marijuana. But if you give that treatment to your child can be taken away. So if you don't get the vaccine, they'll take the kid away in many jurisdictions. And if you get the vaccine, you have a side effect with it. You try to mitigate it with something like medical marijuana, they'll take the child away for that as well, because you don't own your life, your body, and you don't have any say-so about your children as well. And then there's the case of Justina Peltier out of Boston, Harvard. And it's not the only case where Harvard has been accused of medical kidnapping. And we have a human rights activist, Martin Gottesfeld. Marty's wife was on with me in the back in October, and we talked about the medical tyranny involved in here, the cyber protest of a medical kidnapping, and the fact that Marty has been held without bail now for nearly 2 years. If the allegations that they have against him are true, his crime, quote-unquote, was to try to draw attention to this medical kidnapping by delaying and hacking a fundraiser for Harvard. That's all he did, if the allegations are true. That's what they're alleging. And because of that, they have locked him up in jail for a couple of years. And he faces 15 years in jail for trying to save that girl's life. They eventually were able to get her out of there. But similar situation to what we saw with the national health system in the UK, because Harvard is the government for all practical purposes. And they've had foreign citizens go there, and they said, well, okay, that's your diagnosis. I'd like to get a second opinion. I'd like to take the child somewhere. Oh, no. You're not going to do that. As a matter of fact, the very fact that you would want a second opinion, this is the way it works in the United States. The very fact that you would want a second opinion from this respected institution shows that you are not suitable as parents. And so we will take over and take away your parental rights. And they're able to do that under law. Now, tell me how bad this is going to get in the United States if we give even more power under a socialized medical system. And then one more story here, just to show you how bad things are in Britain. Britain's oldest new parents, they're aged 63 and 65. This couple had spent £100,000 to find an adoptive, people who were going to act as surrogates. They had to go outside the UK because nobody in the UK would deal with them because of their age. That is a very old age at which to have children. However, that is their decision, and it doesn't necessarily indicate that they are not capable of providing a loving home, which they were doing. And they adopted this child. But social services said, we're not happy about your age. They continued to monitor them, and then this last week, they took the child away because, you know, the government can do whatever it wants to. You don't have any parental rights in the UK, and you are losing them in the US as well.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
All right, so we've just been talking about the socialized medicine system of the UK and the crony capitalist medical system here in the United States, both of them denying parental rights in many cases, both of them involved in medical kidnapping in many cases, the government working with corporations here and with the mainstream media to keep these stories quiet. But as WND points out, bioethicists are plotting the end of sex. Quite frankly, the end of the family as well. They say in 20 to 40 years from now, would-be parents will be able to choose from dozens of already artificially created embryos before having a child based on their preferred criteria and potential. This is Brave New World, folks. Nothing short of Brave New World. And if you understand Brave New World, where Aldous Huxley was... it wasn't fiction. It was basically a plan. Hey, here's an idea, folks, how we could run society. We'll use technology to implement Plato's Republic. You know, we don't have to stage orgies so that no kids know who their parents are. No, we can artificially create the kids and then have them only know the state as their parents. Plato said, we'll have to have this inconvenient thing of orgies or whatever, but maybe they don't need that anymore. They don't need it in any way, shape, or form, any biological reproduction. But let me ask you this. Do you think that parents are going to be choosing? No. Not unless you are one of the elites. Not unless you're rich. Not unless you're connected to the government. Not unless you're part of that mafia system. Oh, those people will be making some choices, won't they? The rest of the people aren't going to be making any choices at all. And the children aren't going to have parents outside of the state. That's really what's going to happen with this. Just take a look at what's happening in Japan, for example, right now. It's an article out of the New Yorker. I think this is on the Drudge Report. Japan's rent-a-family industry. This is how sad it's become. You know, we have social media that isolates us, makes us lonely and isolated. We have an entire generation. I think they're going to be accurately named the rental generation. They're not going to own any house. They're not going to own any car. They're not going to have any relationships with anybody. Just look at the way this is happening in Japan. As I point out, 2 years ago, a Tokyo salaryman in his 60s started renting a part-time wife and daughter. His real wife had recently died 6 months before that. He had a break in his relationship with his daughter, who was 22. He said, I thought I was a strong person, but when you end up alone, you feel very lonely. And he said he still went to work every day, had friends that he would see after work and so forth, but he saw a commercial from a company called Family Romance, one of a number of agencies in Japan that rent out replacement relatives. One client, an elderly woman, had spoken enthusiastically about going shopping with her rental grandchild. The grandchild was just a rental, but the woman was still really happy about this. Is this the way it's going to be? Yeah, perhaps, but it probably won't be real people. It'll probably be the robots that they are creating. Companion robots, sex robots, rent-a-family robots, you name it. That's the way this is probably going to work out in the future. Goldman Sachs is talking about the fact that, you big pharma companies, you say you're out there, you're creating these one-shot things that are going to get rid of diseases. Well, I have my questions about that. They are vaccine happy, aren't they? Yeah. Well, they came out and said the potential to deliver one-shot cures is one of the most attractive aspects of gene therapy, genetically engineered cell therapy. This is Goldman Sachs talking here. However, such treatments, warns Goldman Sachs, offer a very different outlook with regard to recurring revenue versus chronic therapies. While this proposition carries tremendous value for patients in society, it could represent a challenge for genome medicine developers looking for sustained cash flow. Talked about this for a long time. In so many of these medical industries, they're interested in treating disease for profit, not in curing them. And they say, well, if this actually cures something, we're going to be in big trouble. We'll be right back.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, as I was talking about what happened with Alfie Evans in the UK, and the fact that it is based on the idea of in loco parentis, in place of the parents, and I said, this is a doctrine that is invoked continuously in education. I have to say, one of the most positive things I have seen President Trump do happened this last Wednesday. He signed an executive order. The order is called Education Federalism Executive Order. It will launch a 300-day review of Obama-era regulations and guidance for school districts, and it directs the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, to modify or repeal measures that she deems to be an overreach by the federal government. This, folks, is long, long overdue. And as disappointed as I am in the way immigration has been handled, and we're going to talk about what's going on with the caravan and so forth, President Trump has done some outstanding things, and this is one of the best things to come along. I still think that it is fundamentally flawed in its approach, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. But here's what President Trump had to say, and he's exactly right about this. For too long, the government has imposed its will on state and local governments. In other words, he means the federal government. And, folks, it is not only something that hasn't worked, it is unconstitutional. Nowhere in the Constitution is there any authority given to the federal government to have a say about education in any way, shape, or form. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment make it very clear that the federal government doesn't have any powers unless they are expressly given to it by the people or by the states. And if they don't give those powers to them, then those rights are retained by the people, by the states. They're retained by the parents, for example. And, you know, that was put in there for all the people who say, well, we got the General Welfare Clause, we got the Commerce Clause, and so forth and so on, which they always try to use as wiggle room for unconstitutional things, like the war on drugs, or like the FDA, or like the fill in the blank, most of the three-letter alphabet agencies. The bottom line is that the government doesn't have the right to do that. They did have the welfare clause. They did have the commerce clause. Maybe the founders who looked at this, Madison and others, they were always worried that the federal government was going to accumulate power, that it would be centralized. That was their greatest concern, what they called consolidation. We call centralization. They were concerned that power was going to be consolidated. So they divided the federal government into three competing power structures. And then they divided the power between the federal government, between the states, and between the people, as expressed by the representatives in Congress and so forth. So they've divided it in three parts two times. They were so concerned about the consolidation of power. And yet, what do we have today? We have a pyramid structure with the judges at the top. And we've got a lot of alphabet industries. They are industries, these bureaucratic industries. The Department of Education was created by Jimmy Carter. It's that new. And President Reagan campaigned on the idea that he was going to get rid of it. He didn't do that. It was less than 4 years old, as I've said every time I talk about this. That was Rosemary's baby. He should have strangled it in the cradle, but Reagan didn't do it. He nurtured it into manhood. It was many, many times bigger and more powerful once he got out of office than it was when he took office. And it has been using its power to dictate things to parents and to jurisdictions ever since. And President Trump says for far too long, the federal government has imposed its will on state and local governments. The result has been education that spends more and achieves far, far, far less. My administration has been working to reverse this federal power grab and to give power back to the families, the cities, and the states, give power back to localities. Well, that's good. And I think they will do that on a lot of individual issues. But the problem is that as soon as President Trump leaves, and you don't even have to get a Democrat president in there, the next establishment Republican president, Pence or whoever, maybe Nikki Haley. Oh, God, let's spare us that. Please, Lord, don't give us a Nikki Haley. But if Nikki Haley gets in, can you imagine what's going to happen? It's going to be right back to business as usual. You leave that power structure of the Department of Education in there, even if you reform it temporarily under a President Trump, it will become a monster on day one of that next administration. And so as President Trump is right about this, and he is right about that they have taken on power that they don't have, and we can see how insane this is as we have the federal government telling us how we're going to go to the bathroom. I mean, it's gone from dictating how many gallons we have per flush to telling us that we have to all go to the bathroom in the same area. How do we get to a situation like this where the federal government can dictate that kind of insanity to that level of detail in our lives? We need to stand up and say, get rid of the Department of Education. That's really what needs to happen. Yes, this will be temporary relief. And unfortunately, what it will do in the long run is take the pain away. And there won't be a call for a real long-lasting solution, which will only come when we recognize that we have a 10th Amendment and a 9th Amendment, and that there is no constitutional authority for the federal government to be involved in this one way or the other. They do it by bribing you. They hand out that money. And that money has so many strings attached, you don't even see them all. President Trump said, we know local communities know it best and do it best. The time has come to empower teachers and parents to make the decisions that help their students achieve success. And I agree with all that. It just isn't a efficacy issue. It is a tyranny issue. It is a usurpation of power issue. It is a constitution issue. And let's understand that this isn't about empowering us from the federal level. We have to understand that just when we go back to the security of the schools issue, for example, we've had the federal government come in and put all kinds of restrictions on what may and may not be done with guns around schools. Remember, we had the Gun-Free School Zone Act that was the brainchild of Joe Biden, and it was signed into law by George H.W. Bush. Bipartisan tyranny, a bipartisan usurpation of power. And in the wake of that, school said, well, we can't have any guns in school and so forth and so on. We can't have teachers to protect people. But we had local areas in Texas and elsewhere over a decade ago in response to some school shootings saying, we're not going to let this happen to our kids. We're not going to let the federal government do this to our kids. We're not going to let them make this a gun-free zone. And so you had school boards and you had elected sheriffs who said, we are going to vet and train teachers to carry concealed. We're not going to tell people how many we've got or who they are. We're just going to say, you know, we have armed teachers here to protect our kids, so you might not want to try anything here. And they did it, and they've done it for over a decade in defiance of this federal regulation. In the same way that you had various states and jurisdictions in defiance of the federal overreach and drug prohibition say you have no authority to prohibit marijuana and we're going to make it legal for medical use or for even recreational use. And it's interesting that when people at the state and the local level take responsibility for their own lives and call the bluff of these usurpers in Washington on these issues, Washington takes a powder on this. They take a power. They are not, in the same way, I'll give you another example. You had the IRS, because of LBJ, tell churches, you better not talk about politics. Now, they didn't pay any attention to that if it was liberal politics. You know, the black churches could have Democrats come in, they could talk about politics, but no, don't talk about pro-life issues or endorse any conservative candidates. That happened for a very long time until a group of pastors said, we're going to call their bluff on this because they have no authority under the Constitution. And they not only openly talked about politics, but they recorded their speeches and they sent them to the IRS and said, do something about it. Let's have this go before the courts. They backed off and they didn't do anything. Just like they backed off on marijuana prohibition, just like they backed off on school, jurisdictions and sheriffs protecting their own children. And we need to take back our education system and we can do it. We don't have to be empowered by Washington. And even though President Trump is doing the right thing, he's not getting to the issue. And we cannot get our freedom. Is not going to be handed to us by some savior in Washington. We're going to be able to protect our children when we stand up and say, we're going to assert our lawful constitutional rights against Washington, not hope that we've got a president who's going to empower us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut. From the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. And if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in. But the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this. That I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David and I, we're going to take a look at Clapper and Tapper, the axis of lying. We've seen this happen before. And the two of them got busted again big time over the weekend. And James Clapper is probably one of the most famous liars in American history. We'll replay that little bit of a clip there for you. Just to remind you of his history, we'll also remind you of the two of them together last October. Trying to shore up Islam is not radical. It is not about terrorism. Oh, no, Allahu Akbar is just a beautiful phrase, said Jake Clapper and Tapper as they were lying to the American public. Now we've had some more come out about that. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have several specials that are focused around Super Male Vitality. You can get it by itself for 50% off, or you can get it in conjunction with a couple of other of our favorite products here and get 50% off of the combo. You can get Super Male Vitality along with the Real Red Pill, 50% off for the combo. You can also get Super Male Vitality with Alpha Power and get those two together for 50% off. We also have some of our other very popular products. We have Brain Force, 25% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 25% off. And Bod Ease, 25% off. And finally, we have a free Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter, the big one. You get that for free when you buy a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You can store that for up to 25 years. It's non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find on storable food. You can even reseal it after you open it to use it for a short period of time after that. And so you can get a 3-month supply of food and a free large gravity feed water filter. That's the one that we use in my family. Saves you a couple hundred dollars off of that water filter. So take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program and keeps us independent. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's take a look at Clapper and Tapper. Before we do that, let's take a look at Comey. James Comey went on with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. And it's kind of interesting because Chuck Todd had talked to Susan Collins a week earlier asking her about Comey's book. She had some very interesting things to say. He played that quote from Susan Collins and then got James Comey's reaction to what Susan Collins had to say. And this was a bombshell lie that you hear Comey come back. You're not going to believe this clip. Let's play the clip. Susan Collins and then Comey's response to what Susan Collins had to say.
Susan Collins, last week on the show, I asked her about your book. Here's what she said. I'm curious to get your reaction to what she said.
I cannot imagine why an FBI director would seek to essentially cash in on a book when the investigation is very much alive. He should have waited to do his memoir.
Mm. Should you have waited?
I hope she'll read it and and see that it's not about the investigation. It's about not even about Donald Trump. It's about something much broader that I thought it was important to talk about now.
It's not about the investigation. It's not even about Donald Trump. This guy has been on media for the last couple of weeks trashing Trump at every opportunity. He says his book is not about Trump. Then has he been lying to everybody on all this? I haven't read his book. But I have a hard time believing that any of this. This is beyond absurd. You know that this is about Trump. You know that this is about the investigation. And you know that Susan Collins nailed him. I mean, even Chuck Todd played that clip because he knew that that was exactly what he was doing. He's profiteering off of an ongoing investigation, trying to cash in for a book. I mean, this is the former director of the FBI, former board member of the money laundering HSBC bank that was caught not once but twice laundering money for drug cartels and for terrorist organizations. James Comey was on the board of directors when this stuff was going on. And then he gets tapped to be the FBI director. No problem with that, right? Then he has the audacity to lecture us on ethics. And not us, but on talking about President Trump. The whole book is about President Trump. Everything that he has said has been about Trump and about the investigation. Talk about a liar. It's absolutely amazing. And yet, then we have the other parts of the deep state coup against President Trump. And that's, quite frankly, we've been calling it this for a long time. Is there any question that you got people like Brennan and Clapper and Comey, all these people organizing a coup against President Trump? We have President Trump berating former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, on Twitter Saturday, after it was revealed that he denied speaking to journalists about the contents of the unproven Democrat-funded dossier, quote-unquote. And again, the dossier, give it that much respect. I mean, it makes it sound like it's official, doesn't it? It's just a bunch of filthy fiction written by a spy for hire by the DNC. So they commission this work of fiction, and then they shop it around. Trump tweeted out, Clapper lied about the fraudulent dossier leaks to CNN. He is a lying machine who now works for fake news CNN. And Christina Wong points out, former DNI James Clapper first told the House Intelligence Committee he never discussed the dossier with journalists. Then he later admitted discussing the dossier with CNN's fake tapper around the time CNN reported that Obama and Trump got a briefing on it. And so, you know, we look at this and the fact that he's now working for them. As True Pundit points out, Clapper's discussion with Tapper, Clapper and Tapper. Wasn't there a car show about that that was on NPR? The Clapper Tapper Brothers? I don't know. Anyway, Clapper's discussion with Tapper took place in early January 2017, around the time the intelligence community leaders, briefed President Obama and President-elect Trump on the, quote, Christopher Steele information, a two-page summary of which was enclosed in the highly classified version of the ICA. You know, back when we had the attack on the Texas church, and CNN came out with a report that the shooter was named Sam Hyde, and of course, this is a 4chan spoof, joke, trolled thing that Sam Hyde, the comedian, is identified as a mass shooter at every mass shooting. And CNN fell for that. And so I trolled Jake Tapper on Twitter about that. And he said, well, it was a congressman who said that. And I said, well, you would never question anything the government says, do you? I said, that's the problem with CNN. No matter how ridiculous, no matter how patently false and absurd it is, CNN will report it if a government source tells them that's what the case is. At that point, Jake Tapper blocked me. He doesn't want that kind of criticism. But that's where these guys are coming from. And, well, we don't have time for it. When we come back, we're going to remind you of James Clapper the Liar and of the Clapper-Tapper tag team that we had back in October as they were trying to rehabilitate the image of Islam after the guy shouted Allahu Akbar as he's mowing down bicyclists on the path and the sidewalk in New York. They came to his defense. Cannot criticize these guys. We'll play those clips for you when we come back. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria. much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So over the weekend, we hear that Clapper lied about the dossier leaks to CNN. He not only leaked the information to Jake Tapper about the Steele dossier and so forth, but he also lied to Congress about that. Now, why would that be a surprise? This is a guy who, remember, a little over 5 years ago, because he's just passed the statute of limitations for perjury, he was asked by Senator Ron Wyden if he was spying on the American public. And he lied to everybody about it at the time. And within a couple of weeks, we had the Ed Snowden leaks that showed that he was lying. But here, just to remind you, let's play that again. And you take a look, if you're watching this video, if you're not listening, take a look at the body language of
Clapper the liar 5+ years ago. Here he is lying under oath about surveilling the American public illegally and unconstitutionally.
I don't really know what a dossier is in this.
This is Ron Wyden.
So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer.
Hold it right there. They're not even talking about this dirty dossier, right? They always, we got dossiers here and there. It's just a document, folks. They make it sound like it's something really important. Just like they put a top secret classification on the House Intelligence Committee summary of their investigation. Remember they had that big fight about it? Finally, President Trump declassified it and released it without redactions. And we looked at this and we said, well, this is what we've been saying all along. Everybody knew this. We've been saying all of this. This is just the House looking at this and saying, yeah, this is really true. This is what we had. In the same way that you've got Clapper here lying under oath to the American public, to the senators there, saying we're not listening to anybody. Not listening. And we all knew that they were. We all knew they were. We all knew that about the House Intelligence Committee as well. They overclassify everything because they want to keep everything hidden from you as they lie to you. And so, you know, that's the thing about Clapper. He was director of national intelligence. Of course, he was the biggest liar of them all. That's what these people do for a living. Lying and assassination, snooping around. It's the East German Stasi. So here is Ron Wyden asking him point blank. Well, I don't even really know what that dossier thing means. And this is not the dirty dossier that they're floating around. That was their other dossier. Asking him if he's spying on the American public. Go ahead. Let's resume that.
They collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
Right. There he is. And we've played that over and over again. And for 5 years, he escaped any prosecution for committing perjury. Remember that we had Bill Clinton impeached because he committed perjury about whether or not he had had sex with Monica Lewinsky. And here is James Clapper lying about the unconstitutional dragnet surveillance of the American public, and he gets away with it. Got away with it for 5 years, and it was just a month or two ago that the statute of limitations expired. Now he's scot-free. So why wouldn't an individual like this, who had at that point in time gotten away with it for about 4 years, and it was pretty clear that nobody's ever going to do anything to him about it, why would he have any concerns about lying to Congress about this newest dossier that he was probably part of a large group of individuals using that as a coup against President Trump? And then there's his partner in lies, Jake Tapper at CNN. And I just want to remind you of this little episode that they had back in October. I called him out on it then. As a matter of fact, you can go back and see the video where we talked about this. Tapper and Clapper tap dance around the meaning of Allahu Akbar. And this was in the wake of an Islamic terrorist mowing down people on a bicycle path, pedestrians and bicyclists there in New York City. And everybody said, this is a terror attack because he's screaming Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than your God. That's what that's about. So he's screaming that and mowing down people with his automobile, and Tapper and Clapper come to his defense. Here's that clip.
Police have now talked to, they're telling police that they heard the driver saying, yelling, Allahu Akbar, during this incident, which is now leading authorities to believe that this is that this is now a terrorism case. And I'm just an update now, the FBI is taking over this case, because it appears now that this is terrorism.
The Arabic chant, Allahu Akbar, God is great, sometimes said under the most beautiful of circumstances, and too often we hear of it being said in moments.
Sometimes the most beautiful of circumstances, you know, cutting off heads, mowing people down, detonating suicide bombs. It's a beautiful thing, according to CNN. That's why we say CNN is ISIS. And CNN is CIA as well. It was Jake Tapper. They're apologizing for Islamic terror, saying it's not really a characteristic of Islam. See, that's one of the big lies that they sell about all this. Oh, it's just people that have nothing to do at all with Islam. No, nothing at all. They're the people who follow the book. That's why they call them Islamic fundamentalists. If you really want to know what the Quran says, those are the people right there. It's always been inextricably linked to political domination, to terrorism, to conquest. That is true Islam right there, folks. But it's Clapper and Tapper working together to lie to you about that. It was Clapper feeding this stuff to Jake Tapper to try to take down President Trump. And now Clapper works for CNN. Works for CNN. There you go. Alan Dershowitz, meanwhile, says Democrats are prepared to eliminate civil liberties in order to get Trump. And he says, I'm also critical of the GOP on this. And to give you an idea of how this works, and of course it is, because the GOP is knee-deep in ignoring the abuses of the FISA court. They also allow this deep state to go on. They cover for it. They covered all of this stuff. I mean, go back even to Nunes Intelligence Committee. What did they do? They held a lot of this information back until they reauthorized and expanded, in many cases, the illegal, unconstitutional surveillance of Americans. They called it the USA Freedom Act. Remember that? You know, so they put these things through. They deliberately hold back the information about how the intelligence services here have become focused on politics, kind of a Praetorian guard that is now trying to pick at least the leaders of our country. And I want to go back to something that Michael Hayden said. I play it frequently. Nobody else seems to really care about this quote from Michael Hayden, so you'll only hear it here on this show. Michael Hayden, talking to the Washington and Lee law students, bragging about the fact that he's not interested in bad people. He's interested in interesting people. Here's that clip from Michael Hayden.
This is not about guilt. In fact, let me be really
clear. Yeah, we don't care about criminals.
Okay. NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people. People.
Oh, yeah, let's laugh about that, all these up-and-coming law students. Yeah, they're training them to ignore the Constitution. When we look at that and the fact that they're not interested in bad people, but they're interested in interesting people because they're interested in controlling who is going to run the government because they are the real government. Don't let elections get in the way of who actually runs the government. Those politicians, they're just window dressing for the deep state that runs this thing. And so when we look at BizPak Review, headline, Intel report changes the game, is a game changer rather, for Mike Flynn, suggests that he was coerced into guilty plea when the FBI had nothing on him. Yes, he was an interesting person. He was not a bad person. And that's the kind of person that they come after. If you're going to be honest and candid about what the government is doing, like Michael Flynn, boy, they got to get him out of there right away. And he got people like Pence and Nikki Haley supporting that as well. Did the FBI agents who interviewed him, one of them was Peter Strzok, actually believe that he lied, or did they say we didn't see anything wrong? But senior management said, wow, we do. We think it was a lie, said Judge Napolitano. If it was a faulty guilty plea, if the government accepted the guilty plea knowing he wasn't guilty, the lawyers involved have a very serious problem. And of course, other reporters like Sarah Carter have pointed out that Flynn was forced to sell his home in an effort to keep up with mounting legal fees. That and this bombshell revelation show that he was coerced into pleading guilty, not because he was bad, but because he was interesting.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5 year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, Andrew Jackson's tune was defaced at the Heritage over the weekend. We're going to talk about that and some other monumental ignorance and stupidity in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you of some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have Super Male Vitality on sale at 50% off in a variety of different formats. You can get it by itself or you can get it in a couple of different combo packs. You can get it with Alpha Power and then both Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power together, 50% off the combo of those. Or you can get Super Male Vitality with the Real Red Pill. You can get the two of them together for 50% off. Also, we have Brain Force at 25% off. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, and Bodies, all three of those are 25% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That keeps this program funded and independent, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, over the weekend, we had Andrew Jackson's tomb, as I said, defaced at the Hermitage. They used black and red spray paint to spray the covers of Andrew and Rachel Jackson's graves. Symbols of anarchy and obscenities were sprayed on the tomb itself, so at this point, we have it covered out of reverence for Jackson's, and so our guests aren't exposed to it as well, said a spokesperson for the Hermitage. This is the third most frequently visited historical site in the United States, and it is, as they've said, it's going to be very difficult to clean this up without destroying this tombstone. The stones themselves are very old as well. They said this is the first time anything of this nature has happened to this tomb ever. Well, you know, it's good that they did this, these cowards, while Andrew Jackson was dead. Because this guy, I just tell you, remind you of the assassination attempt against him a little over 183 years ago. It was January 1835, and they had a bunch of people in Congress for the funeral of a South Carolina, a congressman from South Carolina. Andrew Jackson was already 67 years old. He was thin. He was pale. They had to help him into the chamber that day. He was leaning on the arm of the Treasury Secretary there. And a lot of people didn't really think he was going to be able to finish his second term in office. And so as the funeral is over and President Jackson is walking out of the House chamber, you got a guy named Richard Lawrence. He emerges from the crowd about 10 feet away without saying anything. He raises one of his pistols and aims it right at Andrew Jackson's heart. He pulls a trigger and the percussion cap erupts, but it doesn't ignite the powder inside the pistol. Is a misfire. Now, this frail general, Old Hickory, and 67 years old, he has to have assistance. They don't think he's going to live much longer. He got people helping him to walk in and out. He's leaning on a cane with the other hand. He immediately sees this guy take a shot at him, and he charges the guy, raises his walking stick, and goes straight after the gunman. At that point, the gunman pulls a second pistol, fires. Same thing happens again. The percussion cap erupts, but the main charge to propel the bullet out does not catch. Fails to explode. At that point, finally you got a Navy lieutenant here who tackles the would-be assassin to the floor. Davy Crockett is there. He jumped on the guy. They're pounding him. And Andrew Jackson finally gets there with his cane and starts beating the crap out of the guy. So you know what? These cowards who were there at the Hermitage, they better be glad that they went after the grave of a man who died nearly 200 years ago, about 180 years ago. I don't know how many years he lived after that assassination attempt. He was a guy who was fearless. He went after the central bank. That's probably why. There was an assassination attempt on his life. He also told the Supreme Court, regardless of what you guys think about Marbury versus Madison, where you gave yourself supreme power to rule everything. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, if you respect Marbury versus Madison, that is the end of the Constitution. And it was. And we have kept to that, and it has been the end of constitutional government in this country. President Trump is being held hostage by that gaslighting delusion that has been sold to people by the Supreme Court, by the judiciary system, by the mainstream media, by conventional wisdom. It is not true. Andrew Jackson called their bluff on it. I don't agree with Andrew Jackson's decision. And, you know, it was all over an issue of what they were going to do to the Cherokee. Andrew Jackson was wrong. The Supreme Court was initially wrong. The Supreme Court was going to, you know, push them out of there, the Trail of Tears and so forth into Oklahoma. Andrew Jackson, the Supreme Court said, yeah, that's okay. And then they saw how that was being used and they reversed themselves within 1 year. That's why when we look at this whole thing, that in and of itself should tell you that Marbury versus Madison is not something we should be paying attention to. The fact the Supreme Court could do a 180 on this stuff, same Supreme Court, in just a year. And so then they came back and they said to Jackson, no, you can't do that. And it's a wrong policy, but Andrew Jackson was right in the sense that he had the constitutional power to do that. And that matters really even more than the decision itself. And that's what President Trump needs to take a look at. He needs to take a look at Andrew Jackson. He's got the pictures of him all over the place and so forth. Yeah, they're populists, they're independents. They have the flowing hair and so forth, but President Trump needs to channel what was really important about Andrew Jackson. That is to stand up to the Supreme Court. But as we destroy all these monuments, and understand it was Nikki Haley who began this purge of American civilization. It was Nikki Haley who started it in South Carolina. You know, we've had we've had people in Tennessee. We've had Memphis. They're now going to have $250,000 taken away from their centennial celebration here, bicentennial rather. They were going to be given $250,000 by the Tennessee state government But the Tennessee state government said, you know what? The city of Memphis doesn't really respect Tennessee's history. They took down statues of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest and Confederate President Jefferson Davis last year. So you know what? I don't think, since they don't care so much about history, I think they don't need the $250,000 to celebrate the bicentennial next year. And then in Alabama, we've actually got the Republican governor, Kay Ivey, running a campaign ad saying, I'm not going to be part of destroying our cultural heritage. Just the opposite of Nikki Haley. Whose parents, by the way, when the Civil War was going on, were still in India. They don't know anything about the history or care about the history of this country. A Republican Governor Kay Ivey released a campaign ad defending a bill she signed last year to protect her state's Confederate monument. She called demands to remove the monument's politically correct nonsense. Yeah, that's Nikki Haley. Political correct nonsense from her. She said, up in Washington, they always think they know better. Politically correct nonsense, I say, says the ad. When special interests wanted to tear down our historical monuments, I said no. I said no. But look at who is being celebrated now. Karl Marx. His 200th birthday is coming up this weekend. And Carnegie Mellon University and their Humanities Center has been holding symposiums for Karl Marx since January the 30th this year. Can't wait for this to happen. Worshipping the Marxist. Worshipping the philosophy that killed over 100 million people in the 20th century. This is a WND article. They said, can you imagine this? Carnegie Mellon that was founded by Andrew Carnegie, who was only 17 years older than Marx, they point out. One of the infamous capitalist robber barons who said, give tax breaks to large corporations so the money can trickle down the general public in the form of extra jobs. And they said, you know, Lenin was correct when he said the capitalists would give the communists the rope that would be used to hang them. And this particular case, the rope is called the Humanities Center of Carnegie Mellon University. Marx is a hometown hero in the Western Germany town where he was born. Some Americans are knocking down and defacing statues of our history. But Marx is getting a brand new statue erected for his 200th birthday celebration. And it was a gift from China. They still love Marx in China, don't they? A 2.3-ton bronze figure. Okay, and they have 50,000 Chinese visit that hometown of Karl Marx every year. Yeah, it's still the Chinese communists. European Commissioner, Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is also going to be going there for his celebration. Actually, I think this happened this last Saturday. It was in April. And you've got a member of parliament, Paul Nuttall, says it is appalling that Jean-Claude Juncker feels it necessary to commemorate a man whose ideology, as I pointed out, caused the death or justified the death of 100 million people. But the Communist Manifesto remains the most popular book on American campuses. How's that? That's the people that are really being worshipped. That is the monumental stupidity. And that comes as the European Union is creating its own campaign, its own measures to fight disinformation and fake news online by setting up vetting of stuff. Same thing that's happening here. It is a worldwide push to censor free speech and to push cultural Marxism. That's what political correctness is. It is cultural Marxism. Marx would be so proud of us, wouldn't he? All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight. Money.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In this hour, we're going to take a look at war and peace. We have issues that are happening not only in North Korea, but in Syria. What is going to happen to the Iran deal? We're also going to take a look at the caravan at the border. Finally got there. So what happened with the caravan? And it wasn't that long ago that we had Emmanuel Macron coming to the United States lecturing Congress on the evils of nationalism and self-government, telling us that we needed to surrender everything to the globalists, the multinationals, the supranational organizations that he is allied with, and that if you don't do that, you're operating on fear and xenophobia and hatred, while he was selling climate fear to everybody. But one of the things that he said that I thought was particularly arrogant, well, it's hard to single out one thing that he said as being more arrogant than the other stuff, to lecture us with that, and hopefully that speech that he gave was enough to get President Trump to distance himself from this little man. A lot of indications that President Trump truly admires this individual. I mean, he wants to have the parade that this guy's got. He got a very convincing phone call from Emmanuel Macron. He took the lead in convincing President Trump to send the missiles into Syria before there was any investigation and so forth. So, you know, whether or not President Trump is really influenced by him or not, let's hope that if he had any influence of President Trump, that he lost that with the in-your-face lecturing and finger-wagging about the evils of nationalism before the Congress. Let's hope that President Trump saw that and took note of that. But as I've said before, it's not just the tariffs that they freak out about. And, of course, they freak out about the fact that we would try to equalize, that President Trump would try to equalize tariffs on things like steel and things like aluminum. China, with a massive tariff against steel, and then say, well, we're going to raise that by 25% for aluminum. President Trump said, we're going to do 10%. They say, you can't do that. That's crazy. You can't do that. While you've got the same people pushing for a 100% prohibition of anybody buying aluminum from the second largest aluminum supplier. Nobody has a problem with that because that's a Russian supplier. And, of course, operating out of Ireland, supplying aluminum to the automobile industries of Europe, of Germany, and Japan is freaking out, saying, where are we going to get our aluminum? Oh, don't worry about that. If we have a 100% sanction and we take criminal actions against anybody who buys it, that's okay. But don't you dare raise it by 10%. If you put a 10% tax on that just for aluminum that's coming into America, that'll be the end of the world as far as the economy goes. But you can put 100% sanction against the second largest producer of aluminum in the world, and that's not any problem. They don't even talk about that. That's the duplicity of Wall Street and the Wall Street press. But one of the things that Emmanuel Macron said, we wrote the rules and we should abide by those rules and enforce them. And what he means by the royal we are organizations like the World Trade Organization, the EU, and these other supranational organizations. And the question is, what are they going to do about our tax cut? See, they haven't liked that at all. And I reported right after the massive tax cut went through that the European Union was saying this, they complained to the World Trade Organization about our tax cut. They said this cannot be allowed to happen. This gives America an unfair advantage, and they are still complaining about it. For years, Washington Examiner points out, for years, European tax collectors have been targeting American firms. They wrote the rules, and they wrote them in such a way as to ensure that only American companies and not any European tech firms would be affected. And so this is what they want to continue. They want to continue those rules where they penalize American companies, and then they even come back against us for our own internal income tax cuts and say that that is unfair trade. See, Trump did not start the trade war, and they don't care about a real war, which is what you get when you have real sanctions. No, you can't have anything that even comes close to equalizing things. If the Chinese charge us 10 times the amount of tax on American cars going into China as we charge on Chinese cars coming here, that's not a problem. You got to keep that. We wrote those rules.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, it's amazing as time goes on to see how petty and money-grubbing Hillary Clinton is. How desperate for power. How desperate for money. Here's another example of this. This Clinton nonprofit. Onward together. Onward together. Forward. Yeah. You just take off the D and it's for war. We knew that's what we would get with Hillary Clinton. We were hoping we would not get that with President Trump. We're going to talk about war and peace coming up here on multiple fronts, from North Korea to Syria and to Iran. Where are we headed in all this? But Hillary Clinton, as Julian Assange said, we know what we're going to get with Hillary Clinton. We know that she is hopelessly corrupt. And we know that she's going to increase war everywhere across the planet. Here's an example of just how corrupt and money-grubbing the Clintons are. Coming out of Seattle, Fox News reports that a Clinton nonprofit will not let a donor cancel his $10.48 a month contribution. She will fight you for every crumb on your table, just like Nancy Pelosi. $10.48. Oh, that's not crumbs. Oh, can you imagine this? This is a guy who's 29 years old. And this was reported by the Seattle Times. He wanted to stop a $10.48 recurring tithe. Is that a tithe? Is that really 10% of his salary? He only makes $100 a month or something. I don't know. Anyway, but he's got this ongoing recurring monthly charge of $10.48 to Onward Together, the political action organization that Clinton formed after her election defeat in 2016. So see, even after her defeat, she's out there still grabbing for money. And she ain't gonna let that go. Not even $10 from this 29-year-old man. They said the group disclosed little information on how it spent the money. So he said he wanted to stop giving them money. He wasn't happy about the way that they were using it, perhaps. Maybe he's starting to wise up about the massive corruption in the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, and even this thing, Onward Together. Onward Together accepts payment information but provides no ability to alter or to cancel donations once the initial donation is received. So he wrote a complaint to the Washington State Attorney General's office because he said, I don't want to keep giving this money, but they don't have any option to opt out of this. Clinton is going to keep grabbing that $10.48 out of his bank account every single month. And just to show that the FBI never changes its ways either, we had this ridiculous thing happen over the weekend. The FBI visited and interviewed a Russian MMA, mixed martial arts fighter, that Donald Trump knew back in 2008, a decade ago, when Trump was briefly a part owner of Affliction Entertainment. That's a pretty good name for an entertainment group that has mixed martial arts. Affliction Entertainment. I guess that's what you're how you're getting entertained, is you watch them afflicting each other. Anyway, as the Gateway Pundit points out, they must think that this is Trump's golden link to Putin, and they have become a national joke. The FBI has become a national joke. Can you imagine? A guy, because he's a Russian, and because he was in the MMA, when Trump had a small part in that, and they talked, so they've got to interview this guy because he's a Russian. This is the insanity that we're looking at here. The guy's name is Fedor Emelianenko, I think is how you pronounce it. He was questioned by agents who met him at his hotel room on Tuesday, said his manager, before a heavyweight fight against Frank Millen. The agent declined to detail the client's conversations with the agents. He said the FBI came to the hotel looking to talk to Fedor. They were very nice. They came in to speak with Fedor for a few minutes. They spoke to me. Very cool guys is all I can really say about it, you know, because I could get in trouble with these guys. Again, the FBI did come to the hotel. They found us and they knocked on the door. This is how insane this whole coup thing has become. And we have an attorney general who is asleep at the wheel with that. We have an attorney general who doesn't know how to handle the caravan at the border. We're going to be talking about that and the insanity of that. And I just got to say, before we get to the caravan, when I looked at this thing, my impression as I watched these people climbing over the wall and being coached, you know, by the lawyers and getting their asylum and everything, I told my family, I said, this reminds me of the Falklands Island War. Going back to the 1980s, you had the Argentine Navy. They come in and they try to take over this island that had been under British control for several centuries, that had been a point of pride for them. And they didn't have any Argentinian people living there. They had British people living, very few of them living on that island. Nevertheless, Margaret Thatcher, and here's the analogy. Margaret Thatcher sends a slow moving naval group to there. And it took weeks, I think. And that's when she made the famous statement, the lady is not for turning. You know, she's not going to turn that armada around. It took weeks to go there. They were giving them a great deal of time to make up their mind about what they're going to do. And so we've had this similar situation with a caravan. We have the caravan that they announce, and quite frankly, I think this is going to backfire for them. But I think that it underscores, and you can say, Trump and Sessions want this as a photo op, so they're going to allow this to happen. I'm sure that it's a great photo op for them, and it is going to help them. But what it does is it underscores the impotence of Jeff Sessions, the impotence of this administration, all the rest of the administrations, when it comes to these federal judges, to say that we can't do anything. They allow these judges... You can have all the photo opportunities that you want, but isn't it about time that we start doing something to actually protect the border? Isn't it about time that President Trump says the border is a constitutionally delegated power to the federal government? Not things like education, not things like drug prohibition, or even the FDA. Those are not constitutionally delegated to the federal government. They have no authority in those areas. But they do have authority in terms of protecting the border, in terms of defending our country. You have a massive number of people in Venezuela that are flowing over the border into Brazil, and they're calling it an invasion. It is an invasion. I have called our open borders an invasion for a very long time. Because if you've got a large number of people that you have absolutely no control over, and you don't know who these people are, they could be economic refugees, they could be political refugees, they could be drug cartels, they could be terrorist organizations, who knows? We don't care. We can't do anything about it because we got some little federal judge somewhere telling us that we can't have any say about this. That federal judge needs to be shut down. The very least that could happen is to have that guy impeached. But, of course, you're not going to have the establishment Republicans move to do that. The establishment Republicans want our open borders. They want it for the Koch brothers. They want the cheap labor. And the Democrats want the dependent voters. They want the welfare system that is going to make these voters dependent on them and reliable for them. Because, you know, the problem is when people come here and stay here for very long, they kind of turn away from the Democrat establishment. And they got to keep bringing more people in to vote for them, part of that welfare state. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But let's talk a little bit about war and peace. We have the military-industrial complex and the stocks that are representing this taking a crash last weekend. On Friday alone, the five largest defense contractors in the U.S. lost more than $10 billion in value. Why? Because they're worried that peace is going to break out. They're worried that they're losing justification for transcontinental, intercontinental ballistic missiles and so forth, the big ticket items of the military-industrial complex. So you got Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Boeing. Well, their stocks went down because, you know, war is big business, isn't it? Yeah, it's big business. And they're worried that we're going to actually have peace in North Korea. Don't worry about it. Wall Street, you guys go back in and buy up all these stocks because we're going to have some new, brand new wars that we're going to bring to you from other places, as well as probably a shock to the system in oil prices that'll take us back to the malaise of Jimmy Carter in the 1970s. Stay with us. Be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talk war and peace. As I just mentioned, we had the five largest military-industrial complex stocks crash on Friday. They lost more than $10 billion in value. Some people think that this North Korean peace initiative is going to go through. It may very well. Let's hope that it does. I still look at this. I still have some concerns about this, especially based on what we're being told by North Korea. Nevertheless, North Korea is now going to merge time zones with South Korea starting May 5th. So that's Saturday. The North created its own time zone in 2015, turning back the clocks by 30 minutes to defy Japanese colonial legacy. I guess that taught the Japanese. Then they started firing missiles over Japan, too, at the same time. So now they are going to go back to the same time zone that they had 2015, 3 years ago. And we have already had the South stop their propaganda broadcasts into North Korea. They had radio broadcasts, I believe, in addition to loudspeakers that they were blaring across the demilitarized zone. And U.S. experts will be invited to North Korea nuclear test site shutdown. It's being reported by antiwar.com. North Korea has promised full transparency, and we can believe them, of course. This is a guy who, hey, this is a guy, folks. You want to get concerned about nerve gas assassinations? Maybe this is where Theresa May got the idea. Kim Jong-un really did it to his brother. Really did a nerve gas assassination to his brother. So maybe that's where they got the idea for this. It's like, hey, you know, we could use that to sex up the, cause you know, we're doing that thing where we say that there's a chemical gas attack against a bunch of people and we don't have any evidence for it and eventually gets proven to be false. And we already shot off a bunch of missiles last year in 2017. And James Mattis, who said, well, I haven't seen the evidence, but I have no doubt that it actually happened. And then earlier this year, he said, no, it didn't happen in 2017, didn't happen in 2013, but we're going to do it again. We did it again. And so maybe to keep it from looking like Groundhog Day all over again, maybe they just threw in this assassination and said, hey, you know, we could pretend that it was a gas assassination. We'll talk about that in a moment. But he actually did it. Actually did it to his brother. But it's okay. He's a good guy now. And we don't have to send cruise missiles in because of that, right? They announced earlier this month that they were halting all testing on both their nuclear weapon sites and their ballistic missiles. They only have, or had, I should say, one nuclear testing site. And I use that in the past tense. We had reports out of Japan as well as China, two independent teams in China, geologists looking at this and said their test site collapsed in back in October, September. They had that test in September, which was by far and away the largest nuclear tests they'd ever had before. They'd had multiple tests at this mountain. It's about 7,000 feet above sea level. They believed that it was going to be able to withstand nuclear test, underground nuclear test under the mountain. But then they did the 100 kiloton test back in September. And then in the wake of that, they had several earthquakes and finally a massive earthquake that apparently collapsed the mountain onto their test site, their underground test site. 200 people reported killed right away. Another 100 were killed in secondary earthquakes as they were trying to get those people out of the area. And then within about a month or so, Kim says, hey, we're going to go to the Olympics. All of a sudden, it's Mr. Nice Guy. His nuclear test site gets buried by a mountain. And then he turns into Mr. Nice Guy. And they send, they scrounge up some athletes who obviously hadn't been training at all and send them to the Olympics in South Korea. And this is their only nuclear test site. South Korean officials say that they've been told the closure of the site will happen at some point in May. No, it got closed back in October. This is the hollowed out mountain in North Korea's northeast. It has been the site of all six of North Korea's nuclear tests. So that's one of the things that concerns me. We keep having this narrative saying, yeah, we're gonna have you come in and take a look at this test site, that we're shutting down. And, I don't know. I mean, that is phony to me. Anyway, Secretary Mattis says that the U.S. troops may withdraw if the Korean peace deal is reached. We've had 30,000 U.S. troops in South Korea for about the last 70 years. We've had a massive presence. It is still 30,000 troops there. Now, they like to talk about the fact that we're winning because, Kim Jong-un has not demanded the withdrawal of American troops. No, we're going to give that to them. Gratis from Mattis. There you go. Mattis said the future of the U.S. troops will be discussed with our allies first and, of course, with North Korea. North Korea has already said they are not demanding a U.S. pullout as a precondition of a peace deal. But you know what? We're not going to pull out any troops out of Afghanistan. We're not going to pull out any troops out of Iraq. And we're not going to pull out any troops out of Syria. In spite of the fact that we had President Trump talking about that, tweeting about that, mentioning it in speeches, talking to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who said, "I do not know what you mean about this withdrawal thing. You're going to have to explain this to me. Give me some details about how to get troops out of a country. I've never done that before." I guess they haven't. Maybe these guys, this crop of people that are there now, since we've had constant war in the wake of 9/11, we have had constant war for the last 17 years. And I guess we have forgotten how to withdraw troops. I guess we're going to have special classes if they decide to relocate some of these troops from South Korea to Syria and to Iran, because that appears to be where we're going to war next. So don't get so excited about a peace dividend. Ain't going to be any peace dividend. So look at this crash of the military-industrial complex stocks as a buying opportunity, because war is big business, and it looks bullish for war as we're looking at Syria and as we're looking at Iran. Yeah, pullout is unlikely as U.S. reinforcements are arriving in Syria. We just had Turkey complaining about that. They said, you won't sell us weapons, but look, you're giving them to the ISIS people in Syria. What's up with this? And of course, the Russians are arming their side in Syria, which is the government's side. The Russians are there at the invitation of a sovereign government that we may not like. We don't like it. But, it was the plans of the military-industrial complex, as Wesley Clark pointed out to us, a very long time. They've had this long list of countries to take down, and we're going right down that checklist. Trump may be talking about withdrawing troops from Syria relatively soon, but as anti-war points out, the Pentagon is showing no signs of rolling back deployments, and they're adding more reinforcements into the area. They've got 2,000 troops there now at over a dozen bases in Syria. How is it that we have bases in Syria? We have invaded that country illegally without declaring war. And with John McCain, we have been training and arming and assisting ISIS there for a very long time. Yeah, President Trump actually fought against ISIS there. He shut down the CIA arming program. They still had the military there. It was looking hopeful for a while, but now shut down their bases, but we got to stay there because the objective is not to get ISIS out. The objective is to have regime change. That's why we were aiding ISIS. So even though we've had some aspects of the U.S. Shutting down ISIS, that the goal remains for the military-industrial complex, regime change in Syria. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. That it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. If you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. Myco ZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in. But the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with Myco ZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Yeah, as we talk about the coming escalation in the Middle East, and not only Syria, but Iran, what about telling the truth? Is that something we should be interested in? Yeah, I find it absolutely amazing that so few people are interested in the lies surrounding the supposed nerve gas attack in the UK, in Salisbury, and about the lies about the supposed nerve gas attack in Douma. Jonathan Cook points out the West is closing its ears to testimony about what happened in Douma. We had the OPCW go there, but of course we didn't want to wait for them to do any investigation, did we? We sent the cruise missiles in as they were arriving. And then the United Nations kept telling the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, no, you can't go in, it's too dangerous. Can't let you guys go in there. You'll get hurt. And so they kept that out for a very long time. But we had journalists like Robert Fisk and others. So we had the journalist from the largest German TV news media go there as well, all coming to the conclusion. They actually went in. They interviewed people. They didn't do any chemical weapons testing of the stuff. We had CNN journalists go in and sniff things that were supposedly a part of a chemical. It's like, okay, sarin gas. First of all, it doesn't smell like anything, but this is CNN, folks. This is the hoax media. They should have sent Jake Tapper. You know, nobody could do it in more earnestness than Jake Tapper. And he could have had Clapper coach him on how to do it. Okay, now this is the way you do it. Go in, and she goes on camera, sniffs some material and says, I don't know. And you're not going to smell the chemical weapons. If it was chemical weapons, that would not be a good idea to just go around and start sniffing, doing the sniff test. I don't think that's what the OPCW does when they go in. I don't think they test it that way, CNN. Anyway, that is the Onion-level investigation that was done by CNN. But Robert Fisk, on the other hand, who speaks Arabic, who has been a UK journalist that has been praised by all the mainstream establishments in the past, he's now been ignored by them. Why? Because he went in, he actually talked to the doctors at the hospital. He interviewed people in the area. He talked to them in Arabic and he said, yeah, I'd like to talk to the White Helmets, but they have disappeared. They have gone to the next stronghold of the ISIS people. And so they aren't here to give their side of the story, but it's pretty clear what happened based on the people I talked to. He gave names. He did what a real journalist would do. He did an investigation. And as Jonathan Cook points out, he said the response from the U.S., the U.K., and France to the briefing that happened last Thursday, and I reported this, the OPCW took people in. First of all, I think they've done a test and they didn't find anything. Kind of like CNN, except not silly like CNN. But they also brought 17 witnesses from Douma. Some of the people that were, you know, we've reported on the little kid who said they bum rushed them out of the place and they took him to hospital and they started pouring water on him. Because there were collapsing buildings due to the bombing and people were choking to death, just as we saw people choking to death after 9/11, or unable to breathe because of debris as buildings collapsed. The same thing was happening there, but it was a White Helmet that screamed, gas! And then they started for the cameras pouring water on people and everything. This little kid said, yeah, they gave us stuff afterwards that his father, and he said, no, there wasn't a chemical weapon attack, which is what the people in the hospital, the doctors, were saying as well. So they brought some of these witnesses, the OPCW, to The Hague. Did you hear anything about this in the media? Did you see CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or the New York Times or the Washington Post talking about this? No, they're not talking about this. They're totally ignoring it. And so, as he points out here, there's three things. You know, one of them is the fact that the U.S., the U.K., and France, the governments boycotted this meeting at The Hague conducted by the OPCW. See, Nikki Haley and company wanted to have a special, I guess you could say a special counsel, a special investigator, something like that, like Mueller, go there and make an independent assessment of all this and just present the summary to people and not really show the data or anything. And the big back and forth as Nikki Haley was lying to us and saying, oh, the Russians have shut this investigation down. No, what the Russians were saying was send the OPCW in, let them bring back their evidence and present it, and then we'll discuss the evidence that is presented by the OPCW and a National Security Council. Nikki Haley and Theresa May would not have that. Didn't want that to happen. They don't want the OPCW to bring in witnesses or present their evidence at The Hague either. So it was boycotted by the U.S., by the U.K., and France. The people who wanted to have the strike, who did the strike. You do the strike first, you do the due process, the investigation later, if you do it at all. As a matter of fact, they're not doing any of that investigation or due process. They denounced Russia, as a matter of fact, again, for producing witnesses and for calling the event an obscene masquerade and calling it theater. No, theater is what Nikki Haley and Theresa May did. The second is that the media is echoing all this for the government. They're prejudiced whether the witnesses are credible before even listening to what they have to say. The same thing they did to Robert Fisk. As a matter of fact, as Fisk and others have pointed out, it wasn't just the White Helmets that were a group that was allied with the anti-government forces there, the ISIS forces. There was also another group that was quoted on a daily basis by the Western press. They said at the very beginning, a lot of people, the bombing was so intensive that a lot of people died just from dust inhalation and suffocation. And they were saying that to say, look at this. This is horrible what the Syrian government is doing. And bombing campaigns are horrible. They're just as horrible as gassing campaigns. But nobody really cares that 500,000 people have died in this civil war that we created for regime change. Don't care about that. It's only if you allege that somebody was chemically gassed that we care about that. And so this organization that had been reporting all this on a daily basis, quoted by the New York Times, quoted by the Guardian and so forth, they were completely ignored when they reported that. They all went to the White Helmets report saying that it was gas. And then they ignored Robert Fisk. And as Jonathan Cook points out, the Guardian described these witnesses as quote unquote supposed witnesses, supposed witnesses. Do they ever do that to the people who were with the White Helmets? Do they ever call into question their veracity or independence? No, they don't. They don't ever designate them as supposed witnesses. They don't ever assume that their testimony is coerced. But that's the third problem. The fact that the U.S., the U.K., and France are actually contesting the claim of these supposed witnesses. They say that they can't speak the truth, that they are under coercion. Coercion by the OPCW? Okay. All right. And so this, and I had this last Friday. I wanted to talk about this. This is a report from Zero Hedge by Robert Slane. And he said, did you really drop bombs on a chemical weapons facility, Ms. May? Did you really do that? If you did, that's pretty irresponsible in and of itself. He says, on April 14th, shortly after the UK, the US, and France bombed the sovereign country of Syria, Theresa May said this. She said, together we have hit a specific and limited set of targets. They were a chemical weapons storage and production facility, a key chemical weapons research center, and a military bunker involved in a chemical weapons attack. Hitting these targets with the force that we have deployed will significantly degrade the Syrian regime's ability to research, develop, and deploy chemical weapons. And so Rob Sloan says, well, if we take it at face value, it appears that she authorized a cruise missile strike on a number of depots that she believed contained chemical weapons, risking the dispersion of toxic chemicals into the atmosphere. Yeah, you bomb a chemical weapons facility that is making toxic gas, you would expect that would go into the atmosphere. On the other hand, if she authorized the bombing of these facilities knowing full well that they did not contain chemical weapons, then her public statement made after the bombing was false. See, that's the catch-22 that you get into. It's kind of like the thing, you know, what a tangled web we weave when at first we practice to deceive. And we have seen this tangled web, but you're not going to see it exposed by the mainstream media. You're not going to see them expose Nikki Haley as a warmongering shill. As a matter of fact, you want to be really scared about something? Not about Iran, not about North Korea, not about Syria, but be afraid that Nikki Haley is...
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5 year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, there's more caravan drama that happened over the weekend. Caravan finally got to the border. I'm going to tell you what happened with the caravan. It is a photo opportunity being used by both sides, absolutely no doubt, but it has exposed the weakness and the illegality of our border patrol system. The whole system is corrupt. The country is being invaded. This is a New York Times article. Interesting, huh? So the country is being invaded. Hundreds turn up every day, many arriving penniless and gaunt as they pass a tattered flag that signals that they have reached the border, raising concerns about drugs and about crimes. Yet this is not happening at our border. I'm not talking about the U.S. border. I'm talking about the Brazilian border. Yes, we can call it an invasion if it happens in Venezuela. If people are fleeing Venezuela, going into Brazil for economic reasons, socialist reasons, by the way, as we are all celebrating the 200th anniversary of Karl Marx, the most popular guy in college, Communist Manifesto, the most popular book. Now, as we are looking at the fruits of Marxism, socialism, and the starvation of people in Venezuela, the economic refugees flooding into Brazil, it is an invasion, and they have no problem calling it that. But if you call this an invasion, what is happening at the American-Mexican border? Oh, you are a xenophobe, you are a racist. But talking about Brazil and Venezuela, the New York Times says, this is happening in Brazil, a relentless tide of people fleeing the deepening economic crisis in Venezuela has begun to test the region's tolerance for immigrants. And let me just insert here that if we're going to make danger and oppression, in addition to economic issues, the basis for people being able to come into this country, remember that nowhere on earth is more dangerous than Mexico in terms of fatalities, except for Syria right now. The number of people being killed in Syria is slightly ahead of the number of people being killed in Mexico, far more than in Iraq, far more than in Afghanistan. And yet, when we make that the basis, if we say that we're going to give political asylum to people because it's dangerous, then we're going to open up the border to the entire country of Mexico. And this is what is eventually coming. This month, the governor of the northern Brazilian state sued the federal government of Brazil, demanding that it close the border with Venezuela. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? And provide additional money for her overburdened education and health systems. She said, "We're very fearful this may lead to an economic and social destabilization in our state," said the governor. "I'm looking after the needs of Venezuelans to the detriment of Brazilians." Brazil first is what she was saying. I need to take care of the Brazilians here, and I can't do that because I've got to look after the Venezuelans who are coming here, and I'm not getting any help from the federal government to protect the border or to help us with this welfare state. She fears that it might lead to a social destabilization of the state. Let me tell you something. There is no doubt that it will. That's why we call it an invasion. If you cannot control the number of people coming into your country, if you have no say-so whether or not they come in or who comes in, if you can't vet these people for whether or not they are just economic refugees or whether they are terrorists or drug cartels, it is an invasion. They don't have a problem calling it that when it's Venezuelans flooding into Brazil. And the New York Times points out, again, talking about Brazil, if the current rate remains steady, more than 1.8 million Venezuelans could leave by the end of this year, joining an estimated 1.5 million who have fled the economic crisis to rebuild their lives abroad. It's open borders and it's paths to legal residency that are causing this. Cloward and Piven use this as a Democrat strategy. They propose this as a strategy. It wasn't that long ago that we had Bill Clinton, we had Hillary Clinton, we had Democrats and Republicans saying, you know, we just can't have open borders. We got laws here. We got borders. We got to enforce them. No longer. Cloward and Piven pointed out the obvious, that if you have a massive welfare state and you have wide open borders, it will cause the collapse of that society. But they said that's a good thing because then we can rebuild our socialist utopia like Venezuela on top of that collapse. And that is a big part of what this is. Yes, the Democrats in the first place, they want the voters. Yes, the Republican donors want the cheap labor. But it's really about destroying this country. That's why this is an existential issue. This is why the issue of borders gave President Trump traction as a candidate. This is why he won. And this is why he must do something about this and not let himself be hogtied by a federal judiciary that doesn't have any say-so about this. This is an existential threat to the United States. It is a greater threat to us than anything that is happening in Syria or Iran. And if you won't use the military to protect our borders, as I've said before, don't call it the Defense Department. Just call it the War Department. That's what you used to call it before. Call it the Department of Empire. As the numbers have swelled going from Venezuela into Brazil, and as a larger share of recent migrants arrive without any savings and in need of medical care, some officials in the region have begun to question the wisdom of open borders. It is not a sustainable policy, folks. And President Trump pointed this out. He said, to protect our families, we must secure our borders. The good thing about the caravan is people are watching. Yes, we are watching President Trump, and we're watching to see what you're going to do because the buck stops with you. It's not enough to talk about this. It's not enough to demand that the Democrats solve this problem for you or that the Republican leadership solve this problem for you. It's not enough to wring your hands and say, but the judges won't let me do anything. You're president. You have the constitutional authority to do something, so do it. He says, our laws are so corrupt and stupid. I call them the dumbest immigration laws on earth. If a person puts a foot over the line, we have to take them into our country. Well, don't let them put the foot over the line. Use the military to patrol the border. Use the massive, massive defense budget that you've got. Instead of creating war and chaos around the world, use some of that budget to build a wall so that we don't get into this Alice in Wonderland legal system. Where the people come in, they set foot here, they answer a couple of questions as they're coached by the immigration lawyers. Then they get a court date a year from now, and guess what? They don't ever show up. That's what President Trump was saying. We know that. We know that. You've already defined the problem. We agreed with you. That is a problem. Now we want to see the solution. We want to see you act unilaterally as the executive to defend this country because you have the delegated powers to do so. So you got these migrants from the caravan. They crossed the border. They said, and this is, listen to the way Reuters talks about this. About 50 people, says Reuters, about 50 people from a Central American migrant caravan, including women, children, and transgender individuals. There we go. The victims. It's women, children, and transgenders. Can you believe this? We have to stand aside because it's transgenders who are coming across the border. It's unbelievable. The victim status of these individuals coming across. And as they're climbing it, and this is less than 200 of them now, it was about 1,500. If they had come over en masse, there they are climbing the wall. This is why, folks, you know, the wall is ineffective. I don't know if the wall that President Trump is talking about building, I don't think that's going to be effective either. As long as we have the twin magnets, you can think of it as a giant horseshoe magnet in the United States. One pole is the welfare state. The other pole, the welfare state, and also the fact that you're going to become a citizen, you get all these different rights, you can vote and so forth. The other side of the pole is the war on drugs, because that has been feeding the violence in Mexico, and it is where the big money is. It's where the big money is. So you got those two poles there, that magnet just pulling people across the border. And I think it's going to pull them over the wall. It'll pull them under the wall. It'll pull them through the wall. If you ever bother to build the wall, you're going to have the military patrolling the border to keep this legal insanity from happening until you fix the laws. But they're climbing over the ball, over the wall. We got children and transgenders. So, you know, hand out the teddy bears and the sex toys at the border. Maybe we can get Glenn Beck to go down there and hand out some sex toys to the transgenders. I don't know. This is the insanity that we have here. And as WND points out, border caravan, just call it the George Soros Express. They break down the fact that just last week, they announced that the group that is pushing all of this is a group of several organizations, all which funded by George Soros, as they're also producing an application that lets people get around, helps them to figure out how they can evade our laws as they come in. All right, that's all the time we've got for that. I just want to remind, before we go to break, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We got several specials going on there. That is what supports this program, the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some of our best and most popular products discounted anywhere from 25 to 50%. We have Brain Force Plus. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. And we have several 50% sales, Super Male Vitality by itself or in combo with other things. And a 3-month supply of InfoWars Select storable food that stores for 25 years also gets you our largest gravity feed water filter for free. That's about a $200 savings. Check that out, InfoWarsStore.com.